Moderator. I also like to thank all the presenters for their very thought-provoking presentations. Madam Chair, the COVID-19 pandemic has created an unprecedented global public health and economic crisis. We all were unprepared for this catastrophe. Nevertheless, developing countries, including those with low-income ones, bear long-lasting and more profound implications. This is predominantly because of the underdevelopment, inequality, and weak infrastructures. Regrettably, the COVID-19 pandemic has deepened ever-growing inequality within and among countries. The right to development is crucial for promoting and protecting other human rights. This is acutely felt during the COVID-19 pandemic. We underline the equal opportunities and equitable distribution of economic resources for all. Undeniably, the progressive realization of the right to development lies at the center of an inclusive and sustainable recovery. To this end, we suggest the following. First, strengthen international cooperation and heighten solidarity, focusing on resource mobilization, technology transfer, and capacity building are urgently necessary for inclusive and sustainable recovery. Second, regrettably, the ODA commitment of 0.7% of GNI of the developed countries remains unfulfilled. They must deliver on their commitments. Third, full implementation of the Paris Agreement and the SDG 13 is an urgent need to minimize the implications of the ongoing pandemic and boost social immunity against future shocks. I thank you, Madam.